Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe God is? God exists. He's real. And He's God. You believe that? Well, you got the first part. What else must you believe? You've got to believe He's a good God. And that when you reach out and you seek Him, you're going to find. Somebody get happy about this besides me. You got to believe He's a good God. And He is a rewarder. He's a blesser of those that, not just trying something, playing with it. They're here and they're here again tomorrow. And they're here the next day. And week after week. And month after month. They have decided for once and all and for all eternity, God's my God. This is my way of life. I live by faith. I live by sowing and reaping. I live by the words of my mouth. Amen. I'm in this forever. Yes, I'm not trying anything. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Skip on over to the 12th chapter. Now see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this is 6 places. We've seen the same thing in this one book. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is exploit after exploit of faith, 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 faith. This wasn't written in chapter and verse, so it flows right into what we call the 12th chapter. This is a continuation of the 11th, what's in there. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." Why? Lay aside weights and sins. Why? You ever looked at these marathon runners? They do not have big backpacks. They don't have all that fancy stuff on their shoes. Why? Because you might not even notice it the first mile, but by mile 20, it'll feel like it weighs 30 pounds. And you might sprint with all your gold jewelry and your watches and your hat, but you ain't gonna run a marathon. And boy, you'll see them. An athlete friend of mine, one time he came in and had his head shaved and used to have a mustache, and I said, "Man, what happened?" He said, "Less wind resistance." I said, "Man, he's shaving off everything. He's making everything as light and as slick and smooth." Why? Every little thing, as the journey, the race goes on, it feels heavier and heavier and heavier. And because people are so loaded with so much junk in their life, they take off, they come and join the church, and they're excited and they're happy. But then when it goes on into a few months and a few years, and they learn they got to stand and you got to endure, too much baggage, too much junk, and they get so fatigued and so tired, and people quit. Well, we have no idea how many millions of people that have been saved and were in church and excited about God have not even come to church in years. All over this world, haven't even come to church. They don't even go to church. Why? Well, they believe in God and they love God a little bit. Somebody said, "Why do you say that?" Because if you love God, you do what He says. You obey Him. He said that. I didn't. You keep His commandments. And if you don't keep His commandments, then you love something else more than Him. That's just reality. But why? Because people weren't willing to get rid of stuff and run the race. Somebody say, run the race.
Run the race.
Lighten your load. and run your race. Anything that's hindering you and weighting you down. Some things are not sins, but they're just weights. And other things are sin. But he said, lay aside how much of it? Every weight. And the sin, we might say all the sin, which does so easily beset us, and run how? Run how? We're not talking about extreme, intense effort impressing somebody for 30 minutes. What are we talking about? Find that stride, lock in, and relax, because we're going to be here. Everybody with me? Get everything off that's slowing you down and holding you back, and focus. Verse 2, focus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we might say of this faith race. He's already been here. He's already run the course. He set the record. Jesus set the record. Set the record for the pace. Set all the times. He's our hero. So what are we pacing ourselves by? He is the pacemaker.
Yes, sir.
And the pace setter.
Yes.
We're tracking with him. So you got to keep your eyes on him. What if he's getting hard to see? Pick up the pace. You're dragging. Right? You got to stay right with him. Stay right with him. Why would you be falling behind? Because something is distracting you and something is weighing on you and pulling on you, and it's not God, and it's hindering your race. And if you're smart and you're committed, you'll strip it off. I don't care if it's like something that has become part of your arm or part of your eye. You strip it off and say, this is holding me back from running my race for Jesus. This is hindering me serving God. I got to get rid of this. I got to get this out of me. Got to get this out of my life. You'll get used to it not being there.
Amen.
And you'll begin to enjoy that lightness.
Yes.
And that freedom.
Hallelujah.
He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Somebody say light.
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 Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? What did he do? Come on, tell me, what's this word?
Endured
the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Did he inherit? Did he obtain?
Yes.
And somebody say, I'm right behind him.
I'm
following in his steps. I'm on his track. I'm running my race. Following Jesus. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Now go on over. This thing just keeps flowing. What's the next book after Hebrews here? Well, look at it. James chapter 1 and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy. I thought we just got through reading about joy. When you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works your patience. And it does. But that's all right. Let it work it. Let patience have her perfect work. Don't pass up the opportunity to work your patience. Work it. Anybody know what it means to work your patience?
Yes, sir.
Somebody got mad, screamed, jumped. What'd they do? They left the patience off. They didn't work it. Look at your neighbor and say, work it.
Work
what? Do you know how to work your patience? You're tired. You're annoyed. You're aggravated. You're mad. People are acting dumb. They're acting crazy. They're bothering you. They won't help you. Things are going wrong. You feel like just pulling your hair and screaming. Show me how you work your patience. Show me right now. Show me. It ain't how you feel. So you work in it. Anybody over here know how to work it? Talking about work your patience. How do you work your patience? Got to control your feelings. Control your mouth. Control your actions. You'll feel like doing stuff. You'll feel like, you'll be pressed. There'll be times where the words almost come out your mouth. You have to put up your hand and go, I said, what you doing? I'm working it. You working it? This can be kind of code talk between us. What's the big deal if I blow off some steam? That's how you fail. That's how you quit and do not inherit and do not obtain. That's what's wrong with it. It's through faith and patience. What did he say? Count it all joy. Got to do that by faith because it don't feel joy. All these different trials and tests, it didn't feel joy. But he said, count it joy. Knowing this, not thinking, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Are we still talking about diligence here? You got to stay after it. And you believe in God. You got to diligently stay after, diligently believe God, diligently seek Him. And it involves this power, this force of patience. Knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. Oh, but now here, we're getting to the good part now. What does it say next? But let it work. Let it work. Let patience have her perfect work. Perfect means complete. Somebody say, till it's done. Till it's done. Let patience have her perfect work. What's the result of this?
That you may be perfect and entire.
You hold your tongue. You hold your feelings. You control yourself. You don't yield to all that stuff. You let patience work. And sometimes it's working, man. It's working. Working. Oh, man, you're tempted to talk unbelief. Fear tries to come on you. I mean, you got to bite your lip from saying dumb stuff. Fear-filled, death-filled stuff. That's when you got to let patience have her work. You bite your lip. You go, no, I started out believing God, and I'm going to keep on believing God. This ain't no time for me to quit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me